Welcome to Rumike Talks podcast. I'm your host, Konstantin Starodetsky. This is a space where I interview professionals from the entertainment industry and discuss popular film-related topics with my co-host
and producing partner, Rumena Dinevska. Our goal is to help and motivate aspiring filmmakers to get their films made.
Enjoy. All right, guys, we're back. And today we're going to talk about Barbie versus Oppenheimer. Two big summer movies that we are all waiting, or at least like one half of the people waiting for Barbie and the other for Oppenheimer, and the true film lovers waiting for both. So let's start on. Barbie is a groundbreaking comedy, and it's based on the world-famous brand. So a lot of customers of that brand would definitely go and watch movie just because it's the movie about their favorite brand. Plus, it is directed by Greta Gerwig, who is a revolutionary filmmaker in our modern days, and I'm excited to see every movie that is directed by her. Then, Oppenheimer is the next big Christopher Nolan movie, and who knows Christopher Nolan knows that it's a big event. And it's a huge event. So they would just wait for this movie because it's the next Christopher Nolan movie. Like you would say, it's the next Spielberg movie. So both of those films are highly anticipated, but for different reasons. And let's dive in and see why those reasons are different. Rumke.
Well, let's talk about Barbie. Like you said, this is a summer movie based on the world-known brand Barbie. And for me, it's definitely going to be a nostalgic film. I mean, just the trailer brings nostalgia for me because in the 90s, you know, I grew up with Barbie dolls, and I was really a Barbie girl. Like I had a Barbie backpack. I was always wearing pink. Hence, I'm wearing pink today. But I have to say, they are taking a big risk with this film, as it feels like it's either gonna be really amazing or it might flop because it's a very certain type of audience. You know, Barbie was marketed mostly towards girls. It was really a big thing in the 90s. It's interesting with this film and what they're doing because once I saw the newest trailer, which is in the theaters, I can see that it can expand to a broader audience, not just Barbie fans, of course, Barbie fans first, but it really is a comedy, you know, and it's interesting. And it's very interesting how they've done the whole promotion for the film. When the first teaser came out, and Greta Gerwig paid homage to Stanley Kubrick in his film 2001 Space Odyssey, I thought that was brilliant. And it just shows brilliant director she is, you know, to reference such a, you know, cult classic of a film and of a director in a movie about Barbies. But so I am expecting a lot from this film. I think it's going to be fun. Even though Barbie has always been controversial in some ways about, you know, her look and what type of messages they're trying to send to little girls about their image and bodies and, you know, beauty standards. But I think that throughout the years, they've really tried hard to expand, you know, the brand, meaning, you know, not all Barbies are just like a dumb blonde, but they've done a lot, you know, like with like, there was like Barbie doctor, Barbie dentist, Barbie lawyer, whatever. Like they did all sorts of dolls to basically include a lot of other professions that women take on in, you know, intelligent professions that women take on, as well as be more inclusive and diverse, you know, and I think that I can see that in the movie. Like Greta Gerwig really plays on that based on the trailers. You know, it's like it's a very interesting cast, very diverse, amazing cast with great comedy chops. So, I think it's gonna be really fun, and I think Greta Gerwig is a really good person for the job because she has uniqueness to her sense of humor, and we can see that already in the trailers. And I think it will bring some other aspects of Barbie, and it will elevate Barbie as a brand and as a personality even more, in our opinion. And maybe the people who haven't been fans of Barbie will discover something new through this film, that there's more to Barbie than Barbie being Barbie.
Yep.
And what about Oppenheimer?
This movie is entirely different genre. It's not even an action film. It's more of a horror film, as some of the early viewers of the movie stated. Quote, "They were devastated when they exited the theaters." This movie is going to be something that a lot of people need to watch, because it's horror film for a reason. It's horror film because it's based on real events and a real person, Oppenheimer, who invented the atomic bomb and who basically invented the weapon that can destroy our entire planet. And this movie talks about this question: why do we create these things, and should we create them, or should we create them first, or should we let some other country develop it first so then they can use it against us, or should we develop it first? It's just like on and on and on. The question about creating a device that can destroy all of us, and not even this world, can destroy other worlds as well. Right now, some people compare the atomic bomb with the AI, development of AI, because right now it's being developed at such a fast pace that it's hard to predict what it can lead to. And some people have been talking about using it in combination with atomic weapons and everything in between, which makes it even scarier and looks like it's going to be something from Terminator 2, when AI take control of all the weapons and just destroys us. So this is going to be a deep movie. It's going to be a deep conversation about nuclear weapons, I guess, in general, and the responsibility of people who creating them, and how far can they go to ensure that the technology that they develop won't destroy us all. That's basically, I think, that what this movie is going to be talking about. And I highly recommend everyone to watch this movie, especially if you don't know anything about nuclear weapons or Oppenheimer or Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombing. Then you should definitely watch this movie, because it will tell you entire story. And as I was reading the article in Wired, where Christopher Nolan was interviewed, he was saying something along these lines, that he tried to make sure that we watching that the main character, Oppenheimer, the actor who plays him, is the eyes of the audience. He actually gave him the acting direction. So you're the eyes of the audience. So when we go and watch the movie, we're going to experience the events from the point of view of the main character and how his thinking changed from the beginning to what it led to. Another reason is this, of course, it's filmed in IMAX, a special obsession of Christopher Nolan, which makes film buffs cry. Oh, my Siri just started talking all of a sudden. In short, it's going to be epic. Now, Rumki, back to you.
So, Barbie versus Oppenheimer, which one will you see? Do you know? Maybe both, if you have the AMC A-list? It sounds like we're promoting all of these. If you want to sponsor us, please do. But no, we're not sponsored by any of these studios or AMC theaters. Barbie seems to be very fun. Each time they come up with a new trailer, they reveal something new, and it keeps changing, you know, what type of movie we're going to watch. But I do think that it won't be, you know, appealing only to girls necessarily. I think that they're still, you know, they're taking a huge risk, like I said. It might financially flop, but I still believe, because of Greta Gerwig, it's going to be a really fun movie to take the kids to, for you to go to. And I think a lot of guys will be just enchanted by Margot Robbie. I mean, she's just gorgeous, and that's another reason to go and see this film. And I am really excited about watching Oppenheimer. Like you said, I personally don't know a lot about the history and the story behind it, and I am excited to see it, to learn more about these historical events, but also just because Christopher Nolan is such a master at his craft and his art, and it's worth watching it in the theater. I'm excited for both of them, and we'll see who will win the box office. It seems like Oppenheimer has more short show times than Barbie, which I don't know why that is.
Yeah, that's weird. I was just looking at the AMC and it has like fewer theaters there. And another interesting fact, when you're looking at the Oppenheimer on AMC, it has this frame to the poster that says artisan films. So Oppenheimer is considered artisan film.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, definitely the whole marketing campaign behind this film has been, you know, like the newest from Christopher Nolan. And it's like really like, you know, building up this expectation of a masterpiece. So he better make a masterpiece. It's interesting, but I do think that, you know, Greta Gerwig as a female director, that she can compete, you know, by his side, even though like they make very different types of movies. You know, she's had an Academy Award nomination. She's been directing a lot, and her work speaks for itself. So we'll see.
Well, they're two very different filmmakers. And Christopher Nolan is almost like one of a kind because he's not really into promoting film that much. It's just the studio does all the promotion. And if you look at the numbers, last time I checked, the trailer for Barbie and the trailer for Oppenheimer were roughly around the same amount, like 30 million views. So, and Christopher Nolan is always secretive about his films. So despite that, it still gets this outreach to the audience. And we'll see with the first weekend how it performs, and they'll see how it performs the following weekends, and then we can judge. But despite that, they're both art films, and we have to watch them both, no matter what.
Yeah, of course. I'm curious for both. Actually, one of my coworkers already saw Barbie on like a premiere, like a secret premiere type of event, and he enjoyed it. And they also took them to Barbie World. That's a, like another thing opened in Santa Monica, I believe. So the Barbie brand will for sure make money off of this.
All right. So now let's get to the obsession of the week portion of our episode. Aromki, what is your obsession?
To be honest, my obsession of the week has been the show Ginny and Georgia on Netflix.
Well, that's a pretty honest answer.
Well, thank you. It's really, yeah. I mean, I cannot say that I am in love with the show. I think it's fun. I think it's, I mean, fun. Like, there's like, it's pretty heavy on some topics, and there's stuff in there about mental health and, you know, growing up and all those teenage years and problems that can be really triggering about some people. But at the same time, there's, you know, a lot of fun stuff in it too. That's really been my obsession for the week. So I highly recommend it if you're looking for some new show to start. It's like about in the relationship, you know, the love and hate relationship between a young mother and her teenage daughter. And what is your obsession of the week?
My obsession is Rummage Sale at the Gary Marshall Theater in Burbank. It will take place somewhere in the mid-July. But prior to that, they are about to start accepting donations. But the reason why I want to donate stuff from my house is because the money that they're going to raise, they're going to use to buy the special lighting equipment set for their educational program for kids at their theater. That's a noble cause to get rid of junk that I have. And I highly recommend to do the same. If you need more details, please email us at hello@roomiek.com for more information. But it also will be in the show notes, so don't worry. All right, thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, we would appreciate if you leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts, because it helps us to grow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Roomiek Talks podcast. You can find the show notes at roomiek.com. I'm your host, Konstantin Staraletsky. My producing partner, Rumena Dinevska. See ya.